Greg Duhan, I'm the Cooperative Extension Citrus Advisor for Tulare, Fresno, and Madera counties.
We're here at the Spring Citrus Meeting in Tulare, and you were offering an update on HLB and ACP, and it seems that in the last 2 years, HLB has been increasing at a pretty significant rate.
Yeah, it's definitely exploded. So there's been approximately, you can say, 600 or so, it changes every day, fines in the greater Los Angeles area. And I believe a year ago it was maybe 100, and the year before that it was 20, 30, 40. So it's just an exponentially increasing issue of the actual disease in Southern California.
And while the disease seems to be growing pretty rapidly, I was just looking at, I think the fines of ACP seems to have improved and not quite expanding as much recently.
Yeah, it seems to be not as bad. Basically, in Southern California, the insect is pretty much endemic to that whole region. But as far as the valley goes, a year or 2 years ago, there was quite a bit of fines in Bakersfield, and it's curtailed a lot. So we find it, or CDFA finds it on these traps, but they find, you know, one insect here, another one there. They're not finding that many live populations of the insect. So it is sporadic, and it seems to be moving along corridors, so it's probably being moved with people.
That's what going to be my question, is if that kind of slowdown of ACP fines is related to some of the bulk citrus quarantines that have been put in place.
That's my understanding, that some people feel that these quarantines are helping. I don't have any specific data to support that, but from talking with people, they're thinking that having this tarping situation is probably lessening the effect, and hopefully just the awareness that even the general public has, because this insect can move in people's cars and what have you. So the more people know about it, the better off everybody's going to be.
And you talked a little bit about some of the other methods that are used to combat the spread of ACP in Southern California specifically.
Yeah, well, in Southern California, they're using, in the residential areas, they're using parasitoid insects that basically will kill the actual insects. So they rear them up in the laboratory and release them, and they try to lower the populations because they can't spray insecticides in a residential area. So that's what's going on in those residential areas to try to curtail the spread of the insect. But here, a lot of the treatments that people use in commercial production already have an effect on that insect already. So even if it does come, hopefully just the normal cultural practices will help reduce the populations.
And just my last question here is, everyone looks to Florida and to see what happened there. And there's somebody in the audience here that was president in Florida, and he seems to indicate that California's at least adequately getting ahead of the game.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I think we saw what happened there, so most people have been aware, and so now we're not letting the insect populations. That's our first line of defense, is to not let the insect. Because what happened in Florida is the insect was introduced at some point, I don't remember the exact time. And the thing is, it didn't cause any damage to the citrus, really. So they didn't even bother controlling it. And so the population has just exploded over time and were spread throughout the entire citrus area. And then all of a sudden, once that bacteria was introduced by whatever means, the insects were already there to spread it around everywhere. So if we can eliminate the insect here and not let it get out of control, we're going to lessen the spread of the disease.